So many of us think that sleep is a luxury. Sleep is not a luxury. Sleep is a necessity. It's going to help you restore all your bodily functions, help your body recover, recoup. It's something that we need to function on a daily basis. We need to feel restful. And if you're not feeling restful because you're not getting a proper night's sleep, then I have something just for you. I just absolutely adore Dr. Stella. She comes out with some great supplements. And here's one of the newest ones she came out with, and it's Kobe Sleeps. So if you have trouble going to sleep at night and you want a more restful night's sleep, go to drstellamd.com, go to her supplement section and purchase this and use promo code AmberMay, one word, and you'll save some money there. Not only does it help promote a more restful night's sleep, it helps with stress and joint function. So if you have stress, you have joint function, you're also not getting a good restful night's sleep, you need to go to drstellamd.com, get these Kobe Sleep Bites right now, and save money by using promo code AmberMay. Thank you so much, Deplorables, for joining the Amber May Show today, because we're continuing our conversation on education. I had Sherif Sapir. She's running for superintendent of public instruction, and I had her on the program, and she's just uncovered a whole bunch of sexualized material and CRT and things like that. So I had her on the program, but today I have a guest today that's an author, and he wrote the book, 100% Success Without College. And you're going to think, what? I'm telling you, this is a really good episode. His name is Bruce Goodmanson, and I'm sorry if I have trouble talking. I have braces on, so apologize for that. But Bruce Goodmanson is the best-selling author of 100% Success Without College. And for decades, the American people have been sold the lie that our children need a college education to succeed in life. And hard-hitting and accomplished author Bruce Goodmanson exposes that lie in his latest book, 100% Success Without College. He will shift your worldview about higher education, and he actually lays out a prosperous step-by-step strategy for students. Get this, the American's higher education system has become a debt factory, pumping out modern-day equivalent of bond servants. According to the Chamber of Commerce, 42 million are saddled with student debt loan, totaling $1.3 trillion. So not only that, we're putting our kids in a Marxist education, and we're going to hit on those topics on today's show. Please like, share, and subscribe. That's very important. So please make sure you like, share, and subscribe. I need your help. I can't do this without your help. So I put the content out, and please, fellow deplorables, fellow domestic terrorists, help me out and spread the word on the Amber May Show and the content that I'm bringing out to help you and the rest of your family and friends that you know. Please help support the program. The easiest way to do that is going to theambermayshow.locals.com. Become a $5 monthly contributor to the show. That really does help quite a bit. That $5 does a lot. So if you can consider becoming a monthly partner with me for $5, that would be super awesome. Always visit theambermayshow.com. Check out the promo section, because I'm partnering with patriotic business owners to save you money. And those people help support the Amber May Show. So please help me with that. And you can always find some swag on the website at theambermayshow.com. I am on Telegram, and I'd love to add more to the discussion on Telegram. I'd like to hear what you have to say about this very topic. Now, it's not about teacher bashing or anything like that. It's about our education system has been hijacked, okay? And we're talking about that on today's show. But find me on Telegram at the Amber May Show. Please do that. You can find me at Frank's Social at Amber May or True Social at Amber May. And I'd love to carry the conversation up there. So up next is Bruce Goodmanson, and we're talking about 100% success without college. Hey folks, do you want to get the best sleep of your life? Well, you got to have sheets that are going to give you the best sleep of your life. They are super soft, and I'm talking about the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. So let me tell you a story about that. So I ordered some during the sale that's going on right now. Buy one, get one free. So get some for your house. You're going to love it. Okay. So I got one from my room. Then I got one from my daughter. My son's like, Mom, I want some. I'm like, don't worry, kid. I got you. Anyway, so they arrived, and I put in my daughter's room in the package, and I told her, hey, I'm gonna wash them before we put them on your bed. And she's like, okay, Mom. Well, day one goes by. Did Bobby get to him? No, I did not get to washing those sheets. So day two gets by, and she was asking, Mom, I want to get the best sleep of my life. When am I going to wash my sheets? And I'm like, I'm trying to get to it. I will get to it. Just give me some time. I'll try to do it today. Well, that didn't happen either. The next day, I go into her room, and sometime in the middle of the night, she opened the package, put it right on top of her bed. It was the cutest thing, right? And I go to wake her up, and she's like, Mom, I got the best sleep of my life. And I was dying laughing. It was the cutest thing. So if you want to get the best sleep of your life, get the softest sheets in town. And that's the MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets. And use promo code AMBER and get up to 66% off on the entire website. But I believe it's buy one, get one free right now. So go check that out. Show. So like I told you before, we are talking to Bruce Goodsman, and he is the author of 100% Success Without College. So we're going to be talking about education today, and I'm excited because that's why I am wearing my Fight Like a Domestic Terrorist shirt, because our federal government told all the parents that would go to school boards, you guys are domestic terrorists. So that's why I chose to wear this shirt on today's episode, because we're talking about his book. We're going to talk about education, why he chose to write the book. And so if you want to find this shirt and other shirts, go ahead and go to the AmberMayShow.com and go to the merch section, and you can get this shirt as well as others. And that helps support our program. Welcome, Bruce, to the program. Thanks for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Amber. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit about, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say on the government accusing parents as being terrorists, Joe Biden has declared to teachers that when our children are in their classroom, those kids belong to the teachers.
That is true.
In fact, the teachers now are saying, including principals, that they're no longer parents. They are caregivers. They're calling parents caregivers. It's all about language, Amber.
And they're calling mothers birthing people. I'm like, I'm not a birthing person. I'm a mother who gave birth to a child. I'm not a birthing person. I am a mother who gave birth to a child.
Well, what caught my attention on this book, I worked for a bankruptcy law firm a few years ago, and this young lady comes walking in, and she was so excited, Amber, because she was going to bankrupt on her debt, $220,000. Well, when I sat down and talked with her, I learned that her whole $220,000 debt was all student debt. And she gained all of that just to become a high school guidance counselor. The problem was, you cannot bankrupt on a student loans. None whatsoever.
No, you cannot do
it. And the sad part is that here you have this young lady who is trained to be a high school guidance counselor, and yet she didn't even know the basics about loans, student loans. And that is, you can't bankrupt on the loan. Even more, we learned that her starting salary was going to be $42,000 a year. She couldn't afford to be a high school guidance counselor because her student debt payment, which was going to be starting in 3 months, was about $2,600 a month. So even the worst part about it is that there are institutions that require our young adults to pay this ungodly amount of money, tuition, to become something in their life. It's insane and it's inappropriate. And this is why I wrote the book. I thought there's got to be better ways than going to college. Mm-hmm. And matter of fact, I'm going to tell you right off the bat to your audience, if you parents, if you decide to send your kids to college, you are financing the effort to destroy our country. I promise you, you are. You're donating to the Marxist Party. It's not kind of hyperbole. It's not kind of a weird look. It truly is. These people are all Marxists and they're out there to destroy our kids. And they start with it through the K through 12 experience.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, think of it this way. 71% of our nation's high school graduates are not proficient in reading, writing, math, science, and US history. In fact, compared to students of other nations, our students rank 26th worldwide academically.
It's disgusting. We should be up in the upper 10%, not way in the bottom, because it's terrible. Think about our country as a whole, where we, so far right now, we're a superpower that they're trying to get rid of that. Okay. They're trying to get rid of that. I don't know if China wants to be the superpower or just the cabal or the deep state, whoever they are, wants to be the superpower right now. But right now, America is supposedly the superpower. We have so much ingenuity in our country, as in people who could invent things and create things and made our lives better. Yet our students are suffering. And I'll tell you, I'll be the first one to tell you, I was one of those students you talked about. Our teachers were forced so much to teach on a standardized test. My friend is running for superintendent of public instruction in Arizona, Sherry Sapir, and we had this conversation on our program when I had her on the program. Our teachers were forced. It was like every few weeks we had another standardized test. So there was no actual learning going on in the classroom because they were forced to get us to a point where we could pass that test. Well, passing a test isn't showing that you really understand or have a knowledge or of that subject. It just means you chose the right answer. So going to college, I was an A, B student, mostly A's. Go to English 101 and now I'm getting D's and C's. I'm like, what the hell? Like, that surprised me because I prided myself on being a good student and getting good grades. I had to do my own tutoring. I had to even find a tutor at one point. And then I got my grade up and finally learned how to write a grammatical sentence. How embarrassing. I was so embarrassed. And I didn't want that for my kid. And I'm really pleased that the school she's in, they're very good at teaching grammar at a very young age. So I know when my daughter graduates, she's going to be better off than her mother. And so I am proud to say that. But to your point, you were 100% right about the Marxist stuff. A few years ago, Arizona State University, under the administration of President Trump, the Department of Defense came in and shut down the Confucius Institute. And then there was a couple of Chinese students that were forbidden to enter in the United States. So I don't know all the details in and out of the Confucius Institute, but it has to be pretty bad if the Department of Defense is going to come down and shut it at the Arizona State University campus.
Well, right now, Amber, we've got over 356,000 Chinese students studying in American universities. So there's something wrong with this. And this is why I wrote the book, 100% Success Without College. I'm here to tell parents that, look, college is of no value to over 85% of our nation's workforce, 85%. In fact, out of 100 students who are accepted into college, 50 of them are going to drop out. That's a statistical fact. But of the 50 who remain and who do graduate, 30 of them will end up in jobs they would have gotten straight out of high school. And so this is the problem. And realize, the typical university offers roughly 85, 86 majors. That's it, just 85 careers to choose from. Harvard only offers 58 majors to choose from, or 58 careers. And yet there are over 12,000 careers out there. And we don't talk about those careers. And this is the purpose of my book, is to say, look, mom and dad, your kids can make a fortune without a college debt, which, by the way, the average student has a college debt of $37,500. It's insane. And the problem of it is, they don't know how to manage these debts. I tell a story of a young elementary teacher. And for 10 years, she's been paying on her debt faithfully, hasn't missed a monthly payment whatsoever. And she's paid in that 10 years over $40,000. And yet after 10 years of paying $40,000, she still owes $17,000 more than when she started because she can only pay the minimum. That's all she could afford to pay. It's a racket. And I'm saying to mom and dad, you better wake up because they don't tell you these things. Realize there was a survey that just was out and it said that America is now home to 115,000 janitors, 16,000 parking lot attendants, 83,000 bartenders, and 35,000 Uber and taxi drivers. And they all have one thing in common. They all have bachelor's degree. And so I'm saying the bachelor's degree, more and more as the years go on, are becoming less and less valuable. There just are. In fact, corporate America is now switching over to the community college to teach their kids that are enrolled a two-year trade. So right here, for example, in Arizona, there is Intel, Boeing, Cisco, and Apple. All four of these companies have aligned themselves with 10 community colleges here in the Valley. And when these kids graduate, they're going to have direct access to these companies because they are trained and they have the knowledge what these companies want. And this is what's going to be happening now, Amber, because technology is changing so rapidly. Almost massive advancements are happening almost weekly now. And the universities just can't keep up. And the reason why is because the professors are tenured, which means they don't want to change their curriculum because they are basically lazy. So they keep teaching the same things they did 10 years ago. And that 10-year-old curriculum is now way outdated.
So you live in Arizona?
I do, in Gilbert, Arizona.
So do I. I live in Arizona. Yeah. We're both Arizona people. That is so cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, there's a high school program, and the name is escaping me at the moment, but they do trade. They teach kids trade. Yes. And I can't think of the name off the top of my head.
And I can't either, but I read about them.
They've partnered with several high schools. So if your high school is not affiliated with this school in particular, and I don't know why it's escaping me because I talk about them a lot, you can actually go to the campus and learn a trade there, and it will count for your high school credits. So it's a fully credited high school, but it teaches you a trade. So when you graduate and you're a senior, you have a full license to start working. So you could become an aircraft mechanic, a veterinary tech, you name it. Like, there's all these programs out there. And I think that's probably the wave of the future. I noticed when I was in school, they kind of took the trades out of high school. And I don't know at what point in time that they did. And maybe it was to push this and to further indoctrinate the kids, because you're right.
Exactly. Bruce,
by the time you go to college, if like you've grown up in a faith-based family, like you've left your faith. For whatever reason, somehow when you go to college, this is a common occurrence. You no longer practice that faith, and you don't no longer believe in that faith. And I know personally, I've always been a pro-America person, and I had to really bite my tongue on several professors that I had at Arizona State University because they were very anti-America. And I didn't want to fail the class because I needed to get that degree, at least, you know, because I went to journalism school. And so I need to get that degree. So I'd bite my tongue. Sometimes I'd argue with them, but I didn't always want to argue with them because I wanted that grade. But I noticed there was a lot of teachers at Arizona State University that were anti-America. And it was just so disgusting. So disgusting. They talked a lot of politics in the classroom. It was very Democrat, very left-leaning. And I just don't know why that's even a discussion in the classroom. Let's just focus on why I came to your class. I need to learn how to form a grammatical sentence. I needed to learn how to do an algebraic equation. I need whatever that thing is that you're teaching me. Let's just focus on that. Let's not put the politics in there, but that's what they do. And they're even doing it in the elementary schools. Like here in Arizona, Sherry Sapir has like opened up the doors and shown parents the sexualization of books in schools. Why is that a thing? Kids can't engage in sex. They shouldn't be engaging in sex. They shouldn't even be thinking about it. Their most biggest problem they should be focusing on is, when do they get to play with their friend next? That should be their biggest problem that they focus on. Not what gender is my teacher, what preference is she? That shouldn't even be a thing we think about. Yet, here it is in the K through 12.
Well, what I speak at a number of conventions and so forth, Amber, and I tell parents, frankly, you will not change the public education system inside. You have to change it from outside. In other words, you have to remove your kids from the public education system, as you have to keep them out of the college education system. Realize college gives our kids now only four things: a loss of faith, a loss of love for their country, a mountain of debt, and no skills to speak of. That's a fact. In fact, think of it this way. Let's do a little exercise here, Amber. Think of 50 trade school programs or 50 apprenticeship programs like nuclear technology, plumber, HVAC. All of these, of the 50 trade schools or the 50 apprenticeship programs, every single one of them provides the students upon graduation a real job skill. Now, think of 50 college majors. Of the 50 college majors, how many of them are going to provide the student graduate a real job skill? Think about it. Maybe 10, maybe 15 at the best. And that's the insanity of sending our kids to these universities, because they just don't provide you anything. They more or less indoctrinate you into hating America. And yet, here you are. You're the most free people on the planet. But they just don't put two and two together. And they can't. Why? Because, like I alluded before, 71% of our students cannot read well, write well, speak well, and think well. They have no ability to basically have the cognitive talent to discern right from wrong. And this is why now they say one out of 20 students now have basically genderized themselves. They're falling for this myth. And so again, this is why I say, mom and dad, it's insane to send your kids to college. There's no reason to. Pornography is now rampant on the college university. They are now teaching pornography in the classroom. Sex workshops are offered in the campus common center, where your freshman student just walks up to a booth and say, this is how you learn how to get laid and still be a gentleman. Mm-hmm. Diversity, inclusion, and equity is now the college motto. Do you realize that Ohio State University now has 131 diversity officers, costing literally $12 million? It's insane. Why all these officers? What is their position? What is their point? And now alcohol is rampant on the college universities. 49% of them abuse alcohol right now. Mm-hmm. And cheating is rampant. And socialism is glorified, and capitalism is vilified. Mm-hmm. And now men can compete against women in intercollegiate sports. Here you've got this president of Pennsylvania University, who believes that a young man who swam varsity for 3 years and was ranked 356th in the world can now, by just commanding it, now become a female athlete who is now the ranked number one in the world, mm-hmm. in the country. Mm-hmm. It's insanity. Mm-hmm. And Amber, we've got to keep our kids out of this insanity. We just got to. Yeah. You wouldn't send your kids to a place that's run by the Ku Klux Klan, would you? No. You wouldn't send your kids to an institution that's run by the Black Lives Matter, would you? And yet you're doing it. You are doing it. Each and every time you send your kids, this is the indoctrination you're going to get. These are racist people who hate America. And we can't just talk about it anymore, Amber. We've got to fight. And the only tool we have is to keep our kids out of the public education system and to keep them out of college.
Okay, I'm going to get to that thought in just a second, but right now I'm going to take a quick break.
What if I told you that there was a beauty product that also helped block fat? Would you be interested? I know you would, because it's something I'm interested in. The older I got, the more wrinkles that are showing up on the forehead, under the eyes. I got this Timeless box. It's amazing because the oil goes on after I clean up my face. The oil goes on and it helps with wrinkles. It helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. It's great for deterring insect bites. You gotta try it. It's amazing with that. And it's super easy. You just put it on your face and it just helps with any kind of skin issues you might have. Not only does the oil do that, but it also blocks fat. So put a dropper in your mouth right before you have a meal, and you could be stopping fat right before the get-go. So if you want to lose weight and you want to have a beautiful looking face, or if you have skin, anything as skin that you're just like, I don't like this, then get the Timeless Pack at thetimelesspack.com. Use my name, Amber May. Use promo code Amber May and save almost half off on the Timeless Pack. So that's thetimelesspack.com. Promo code Amber May and save some money for getting your wrinkles and fat loss. We all like to support veterans and veteran businesses, so I want you to check out thecommandersartist.com. His artwork is phenomenal, very patriotic. I think you're going to like it. And when you're at thecommandersartist.com, if you use my name, Amber, you're going to save some money at checkout. So you could support a veteran-owned business that also supports the Amber May Show, and you get a discount at the same time. It's a win-win situation for everybody. General Flynn loves him, and he's a great friend to me. So visit thecommandersartist.com today. Use promo code Amber and save some money at checkout.
I agree. And homeschooling is not the only solution to that in our state, in Arizona. And I would like other states to adopt this. You can get a tax credit. So anyone could donate to your child's education and they get a tax credit, which means whatever they give, if they gave $500 or $1,000, they'd get all that money back, $500, $1,000, whatever it is that they gave back on their taxes. So basically, they're not out any money. Your kids are getting a private school education, and it's not costing the parents a fortune. It's a great program, and I would love to see more and more states adopt something like that. I love that Carrie Lake, the governor running for Arizona, is definitely school choice, pro school choice, where the dollars follow the kids. The superintendent of public instruction, Sherry Sapir, is pro choice, where the dollars follow the students. I think that's a great idea. And I 100% agree with you. My daughter wants to be a veterinarian, and the only way she could do that is if she goes to college. And I really don't want to send her to college because of everything you've talked about, stuff I've even experienced. And this was like in early 2000s. And so I don't want to, but she can't be a doctor unless I send her to college.
Have her call me because I have a little ditty about veterinarian colleges right now. The problem of it is the tuitions are so high. Mm-hmm. The tuitions are so high, but then the income they receive afterwards are so low because parents really can't afford, or pet owners really can't afford that much, that it's very difficult for them to pay off their debts now. It's not like it was 30 years ago. Believe me, it's a very difficult place. And there are tons of opportunities out there. And this is the other half of my book. This is what I talk about. I go into entrepreneuring, sales, apprenticeships. Do you realize there are over 26,000 apprenticeship programs out there?
No, I did not know that.
And the beautiful thing about apprenticeships, and by the way, there are both blue collar and white collar apprenticeships. So you can learn insurance, you can learn banking, you can learn social media advertising. There are so many apprenticeships out there. And the beautiful thing about these apprenticeship programs is they teach you in the classroom. You then go out and work hands-on what you've learned in the classroom. But at the same time, you're getting paid for both. That's what an apprenticeship does. And there are fascinating opportunities out there. And there are trade schools. And I talk about sales heavily. Here's a story. Here's a young man. He was a high school dropout. He buys at wholesale men's winter underwear, long johns. He takes that bundle of long johns up to the Pacific Northwest and sells them to lumberjacks. He earns $1,500. He takes that $1,500, moves himself back to Washington, D.C. area. He then borrows another $1,500 to buy an A&W root beer franchise. He then buys another and then another. And then after 20 years, he decides to buy a hotel. And then he buys another and another. And the name of this long john, this underwear salesman, this high school dropout is John Marriott of the Marriott Hotels. Absolutely. And this is the point I'm trying to say to mom and dad. John Marriott wasn't this spectacular kid that was bred by some aliens of some sort with superior knowledge. He was an underwear salesman. He was a high school dropout, but he had ambition. He had the ability to speak well and write well and think well, and that gave him the tools to be anything he wants to be. We had a young man walk into our home about 3 weeks ago to look at our roof over a certain section. He said our roof was just fine. But I asked him, I says, can a young man or a young woman earn a great living with only a high school degree working on roofs? He says, you're talking to him. He says, I don't even have a high school degree, and I've been working as a roof builder for 9 years. And at this time, he owns a home, a $2.4 million home that is completely paid for. And this is, again, the point of my book is to say, oh my goodness, I didn't know these opportunities exist. It is a lie, Amber, when they tell you that your kids will earn less, far less than a college graduate. It's just simply a lie that was perpetuated by high school guidance counselor, which, by the way, there's only one high school guidance counselor per 500 students on a high school campus.
Oh, that's terrible.
They only have 38 minutes to spend with your kids. And most of that is testing. So it's a complete waste. You, mom and dad, have to be the guidance counselor in your child's life.
So I want you to share some more. So where do you find apprenticeships? And tell me more about the sales, or tell us where we find some of these things.
This is again the purpose of my book. It tells you in detail.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
You see, the first half of the book tells you about the problem, and then the second half talks about the solution. So I get into cyber boot camps. There are cyber boot camps that will teach you cyber security. And the neat thing about a couple of these programs is you don't pay the tuition until you land a job after you graduate. There is an institution that will pay your students $100,000 to skip college. There are all kinds of programs. And this is the point of the book. And in a sense, it says, parents, I bet you didn't know these things existed. Here they are. Now go forth and conquer. Maybe you have a son who eats and drinks and loves and dies for baseball, but he's never going to be good enough to play the game professionally. Mm-hmm. But he can still be part of the game if he knows where to become a professional baseball umpire. But that's the problem. Most kids don't know that these opportunities exist.
No, you're 100% right.
How do you fall in love with a career, Amber, if you don't know that the career exists?
Exactly.
So if he knew that there was a Harry Windelstadt School of Umpires that is in Florida, he could then become a professional baseball umpire. The opportunities are out there all over the place. And the problem of it is that we've been basically focused on just the university experience. Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a hint of trade schools, but mom and dad thinks of the trade school as becoming a diesel mechanic,
right?
Auto mechanic.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, diesel mechanics are making $80 an hour.
Even regular auto mechanics are making great money. And there's some people that just have a passion for cars. And if you have a passion for cars, you can make really good money being a mechanic. There's nothing wrong with that at all. Right.
Or we had this young man, I tell you, I thought he was still in high school. He came to repair our ice maker and our refrigerator. And I asked him, I says, son, how old are you? And he says, I'm 22. I said, you don't look it. And he didn't have the social skills. He was very shy. So I says, where did you get your training? He said, at an Arizona refrigeration school. I said, how long have you been working as a refrigeration repairman? He says, about a year and 4 months. How much are you now making? $72,000.
Wow.
After a year and 4 months, he's making $72,000.
Wow. That's incredible.
That's basically after 10 years or 15 years of what one would be earning with a college degree.
I agree. And I was like that. I was one of those. I wasn't making that kind of money out of college working at the radio station. Because I graduated college with my journalism degree, and I got a job at an AM station right out of college, right in Phoenix, which was great. Because it's very it's not the norm when someone graduates from broadcasting school that they go into a large market right away. Usually you have to go to a podunk town. But even still, our station, it didn't pay $70,000. I can tell you that much.
It doesn't.
So I am talking to Bruce Goodmanson. He is the seller of, he is a author of 100% Success Without College. So if you didn't catch it the first time, his book is called 100% Success Without College. I want you to grab it because the things he's sharing with us on this episode are really, truly fascinating because like he keeps saying, parents and students don't know about it. And he's right. Parents, I don't even know about it. The only thing I knew about was that trade school here in Phoenix and why it's like escaping me at the moment. I don't know, but I was excited to learn about it because it could get my daughter started in the veterinary world with her certificate as being a vet tech. Or our godson, he's going to be an airplane mechanic when he graduates this year or next year. Absolutely. He's going to be an airplane mechanic. He's going to have his license to do so. And it didn't cost him tons of money to do it. In fact, it's a public school that also has fundraising efforts to help with tuition. So if like you can't afford even the little tuition that might be associated with the school, there's fundraising efforts. So where it's affordable for everybody to be a part of. And so Bruce, how did you come up with this information? Was it just because you got started, you were curious because this girl came into your bank and then you just went crazy researching all this stuff?
I just said, there's got to be better opportunities. And again, I was like all other parents and high school graduates and college. I always thought of trade schools as basically the bums of society. Mm. And then I realized that they weren't, that they were making fortunes. And so, by the way, Amber, here's a different way of going about vet tech school. Instead of paying maybe $36,000 for a veterinarian technology degree, why don't you pay $3,000 or $5,000 or $6,000 to a veterinarian and say, we will pay you if you will teach our daughter your skills. There's parents that do that. There's so many ways of going around this where you don't have to get that deep in debt. Mm-hmm. And what veterinarian wouldn't love to have an extra hand, and they're getting paid for doing so.
True.
And so they just walk around and they tell around and they learn a lot of things.
Even physicians, like regular medical doctors, aside from being a veterinary physician, regular medical doctors, they get raked over the coals with tuition. Yes, they make good money, but their tuition that they have to pay after graduating is ridiculous, which makes it, I think, hard for them, even though, like, I don't think they truly have like the best living standards until after several years of paying
after
down their
several years.
And then it's different. But when you first graduate medical school, you have so much debt and you are not bringing in the income at that point because a lot of it's going to debt. I know a pharmacist. And I know what he had to pay. And we all know pharmacists make really good living. But graduating pharmacy school, as you know, he had a lot of debt. And so that pharmacist pay wasn't nearly where, you know, what we think a pharmacist living would be because he's paying all that debt.
All that debt.
From school.
And here's the thing, Amber, you got to think even beyond that. Because now we learned over the last 2 years that a doctor is basically a servant to the hospital administration or to the state. And if you're not doing what the state or the administration wants you to do, they're going to take away your job. That's the problem with this. And we saw that if you subscribe ivermectin, you were raked over the coals and you lost your job. If you didn't take the shot, you were raked over the coal and you lost your job. So even these wonderful jobs that you get, you still got to think hard of what the consequences are. And this is, again, the purpose of the book. By the way, your audience can find the book at anythingbutcollege.com. Anythingbutcollege.com. My wife came up with that.
Anythingbutcollege.com. That is brilliant.
Anythingbutcollege.com.
I will have a link in the show notes.
I'd love to talk with your daughter, by the way, Amber, if we get a moment.
Yeah. I would like that too. I'm glad we got to meet. I'm glad I got to meet you because, you know, yes, she's still young, but I was 4 years old when I knew I wanted to be a broadcaster. Okay. God just put it in my spirit. And she has been wanting to be a doctor since she's been a toddler. It hasn't, and maybe it could change down the road, but just based on my own living experience, my desire for my career never changed. I always wanted to be a broadcaster. I'm still doing it to this day. So when she tells me she wants to be a doctor, I'm like, okay, maybe she already knows what she wants. Maybe the calling is upon her life. And I'm just thinking, I'm like, really? I don't want to send her to college. I don't want her to have the debt because I'm still paying on my student loans. Like, it's disgusting. But I don't have nearly the student loans that you talked about. But still, I still have student loans. And so it just like all the things that we were talking about on the show, I'm just like, I don't want this for her. But she can't have a medical license without it. So I'm glad we are talking because prepping now is everything. Prepping now is everything because before I know it, in 10 years, she's going to be off to college. So, or pursuing her career or whatever that might be. So I'm excited to get a hold of your book and I'm going to go to anythingbutcollege.com to grab a copy of it myself. Because it's fascinating. I appreciate you so much for spending time to do the research so us parents don't have to do it.
That's the point of the book. It's, and by the way, there's a section in there that talks about creating an educational achievement plan. When you go to a bank to borrow money for an entrepreneuring venture, they require a business plan. I'm saying to parents, if your kids truly got to go to college, they need to do an educational achievement plan and they have to give the Hulk Hogan a speech. Remember who Hulk Hogan was? Mm-hmm. He was this wrestler and he just ripped off his shirt every time and he growled.
Every time. You know?
Well, your kids have got to give the same passion in a speech and that's in the book as well.
That's awesome. I love it. Bruce, thanks for coming on my show
today. You, Amber.
I really appreciated
it. Wonderful.
No, you were wonderful. And anythingbutcollege.com, the link will be in the description below. So make sure you click on that, grab his book, share it with the parent that you know. If you're a grandparent, share it with your kids or just share it. Get the word out. Please like, share, and subscribe. That is so important. We got to get the word out about all these things. And I can't do it alone. I need your help as the fellow Amber May Show posse or the fellow fighters, patriots that you and I are, and I can't do it alone. So if you hit that share button and you share this, that would be such a blessing. Make sure you follow me on Telegram at the Amber May Show right there. 100% success without college. That's a great.
It's a huge book.
It looks like, I love it. Look at the front of that book. It looks fantastic. I love that.
And it reads like a wicked crime novel. Amber, it is full of just powerful statements.
Did you always want to be a writer or was this something new?
I didn't, but when I went to Cal Poly University, there was this professor and I told her I needed to get my, like you, I needed to get my grammar because I didn't know how to, I knew how to write, but I didn't know how to write well. And my first paper, she sent it back to me and it looked like a chicken went across it with little red markings all across it. And she had a big notes, come see me. And this was Dr. Kaplan. And she said, you know, Bruce, you have a talent for writing. You just don't know the rules of grammar. I'm going to get you hooked on English. And she did. And so when I got out of college, my first book that I wrote was The Official Snipe Hunting Field Guide, a very humorous book.
Snipe hunting.
As a matter of fact, you can Google it. It came with the Master Snipe Hunter patch right on the front cover, but it was a bestseller. And from there, I just flew off.
What's that book about?
Snipe hunting was invented basically during the Civil War, where you send a greenhorn out into the woods during the night and they put a candle in front of a gunny sack. And then they start smacking their lips or clicking his sticks together to have the snipe running to the gunny sack. And so everybody is in camp is hearing all this smacking and this stick hitting, and they're all having fun at his expense. Well, that became a huge thing all across with hunters and everything else. Uh-huh. And when I got out of college, I said, well, has anybody officially written how to hunt snipe? And they hadn't. So I wrote The Official Snipe Hunting Field Guide, and the rest is history.
That's awesome. What have you written, any other books besides that and this one?
Yes, there's another book called For Parents Who Give a Damn.
What's that about?
That's a pretty hard book because a lot of Christian organizations just didn't like the word damn. So I learned But basically, it was just saying, parents, you better wake up, because if you don't, your kids are going to be destroyed in the public education system. That was my first book in that genre.
And where do they find that? Can they also find it at anything but college.com?
They can find it now. It's out of print. Oh. But the 100% success without college takes a large portion of that book in the first section.
Okay, and cool.
It gives a better understanding of what's going on. And believe me, again, parents, you if you really knew what was going out there, you wouldn't sleep well at night. You wouldn't.
Did you get aware of what is being indoctrinated in the kids' school?
It was back in 1987, of all things. I was the dean's graduate assistant in the College of Education. I was going in the instructional science program, which is the science of training. And there was a pamphlet that was written by the United States Department of Education by Bennett. And he was the Secretary of Education, and he wrote a book called A Nation at Risk. And the book suggested, in the book, it said, if a foreign country came in to create the mediocrity we now find in our education system, we would have declared war against that country. Even back in 1987, Amber, the government knew that our education system was dying, that it was in a shambles, and it was creating mediocrity. And it continues to do so to this very day. And this is, there was a great book called The Graves of Academe, not The Groves, but The Graves of Academe, by Robert Mitchell. And he says, for all you parents who are going out there, and I love you, and I care about you being warriors, and you're going to go in there, you're going to try to change the education system. And after 3 or 4 years, you're just going to come out exhausted and defeated, because the National Education System Association is so well funded, and they have such great connections with the lobbyists and states and federal government, that you can't change the system in the public education system. You can't do it. You won't do it. So you have to protest. I would love for us to create a program. Let's just call it a program, where at such and such a date, all the parents take their kids out of public education system. They do it in unison, and they work it out where they have churches to watch these kids or what have you, where parents need it deep watching. And we just walk out. We just walk out. We say, enough's enough.
Well, in Arizona, how a few years ago, that's what the parents did, or the teachers did for Red for Ed. They held parents captive, because all of a sudden, out of nowhere, parents were dropping off their kids at school and there was no teachers there. And parents were trying to scramble because they had to get to work and try to find out where their students were going to go. The teachers did that to the parents and students a few years ago in Arizona. Was across the nation. I could be wrong, but.
No, it was just in Arizona.
It was, okay.
But we need to do it to them, because guess what? The teachers only get paid when there's a student in the seat.
Now, I want to make it clear on the show, we are not bashing every single teacher out there, because I don't believe in that. And I think we have great teachers that are stuck in what I'm going to call the matrix, for lack of a better word. You know, they are forced. I know my husband's aunt was a school teacher, and she was forced to do this BLM parade. And so instead of it just being BLM political, she said, be less mean on the boards that the kids had to carry around in their parade. Be less mean. That's so BLM, be less mean. And so that's how she did it. And so there's great teachers out that don't agree with some of the things that are being propagated in the schools, and they're doing their best job to mitigate that. And for you, I want to give you an applause. This is not a teacher bashing. This is not a teacher bashing. This is about education as a whole, and who has gotten their hands on that. And China and the communists knew they couldn't head us on full blast, because Ronald Reagan defeated the Russia. We had all that going on in the 80s where communism could not come at us straight on. So what do? They be secret about it, and they infiltrate us from the inside out. And so how did they do that? They got into every level of government. Right now we have Joe Biden as the former Vice President Joe Biden, who is occupying the White House. He has ties to China. Mitch McConnell has ties to China. Arizona State University has ties to China. I mean, everyone has ties to China. They've infiltrated every level of government. They've infiltrated the school system. That's just how they did it, because we were too strong military-wise to be defeated. So they come from the inside out in a very secretive way to educate us into Marxist communism and to take us down slowly. That's how they did it. And so, Bruce, your book is getting highlights on that way, and you're taking one aspect. It's been a death by a thousand cuts. A death by a thousand cuts. These people have sold America out for money, and they could sleep at night. I don't know how, but they have sold us out for money. And it's a really sad thing, because we trusted these people that we voted. We thought they were going to be these great people. We put our trust in them, and then find out they're untrustworthy people that have just tried to destroy the country that you love and I love. So this is not a show about bashing teachers. It's about what happened in the world of education, because I think we have fantastic teachers that do care about the education. Now, some teachers, in my personal experience, have bought into the anti-America rhetoric, because I was a student of those teachers. And I remember it happened in the 90s. They started teaching us about culture, and they started like kind of bringing down the white culture, that we were these bad people. And as a student, that made me feel bad, because I can't change the color of my skin. God made me who I am. And so that started when I was going to school, and I was picking up on that. And then some of the teachers that would teach like civics or history would talk about how America's imperialistic, and that was so bad, and things like that. And I'm just like, no, we help the world. We're good people. We help the world. And so, like, as a kid, I don't know, I guess maybe the way I was raised maybe played a big part of it. That's the only thing I can think of, because I was picking up on some of this stuff as a child. Now, not all children are going to pick up on it. But I don't know, God's grace, maybe because he knew I was going to be a broadcaster. I don't know. But God's grace, I was picking up on it as a kid. And then it only progressed worse in college. And so it's the education system that's been hijacked, not you as an individual. If you're listening as a teacher, this is not a bash on you. But this is us. This is us parents saying we don't want to indoctrinate our kids. And so the federal government says, oh, you're a domestic terrorist. No, we care about our kids. And to your point, Bruce, you're right. They think that they own our children, and it's not true. And it's a sad thing that they feel like they own our kids. And so I appreciate you coming on and talking and writing about this. I appreciate you for investing. You could have been doing so many other things in your life, but one girl sent you on a trajectory to help educate a lot of people around the nation. And that, I am proud of you for doing that. So thank you.
It was a work of love.
I can see that. Well, Bruce, like any final words as we wrap up today's show?
No, I think I've said enough. But again, parents, reconsider sending your kids to college. If you really like to learn about the opportunities that are out there, take a look at the book. It's not going to hurt you. It's $30 for the softbound and $20 for the PDF book.
Nice.
So, and think, if it saves you thousands of dollars in tuition,
yes,
and years of wasted life, I think it's well worth it.
I agree. $30 compared to $30,000, $50,000 in tuition.
We've got 44 million kids who have a debt right now, college debt, which is more than the population of Canada.
Wow. That's something else. Something else. Well, my fellow deplorables, thank you. Remember, I need your help. Like, share, subscribe, but definitely share this video out far and wide. Bruce, I appreciate you very much.
Thank you,
and thank you for coming on the show. Guys, I have something else to share with you right after this, so stay tuned. In today's world, you never know what's going to happen. I want to make sure you are prepared. So I want you to stock up on food right now. And the way you can do that, the easiest way to do that, is go to theamermayshow.com. Look at the resources. You can have a full supply full of food in your pantry ready to go in case of a job loss or convoys, supply chain issues, business being shut down, war, whatever it is, you're prepared. So go to theamermayshow.com, click the resource tab, and get your food supply today. Do not wait. Get it today. I want to tell you about a company that I just fell in love with. So I found Hero Soap Company. What I love about them is we're using it all the time at our house. My husband loves it. We're switching all of our soaps over to Hero Soap Company. But what I love about it is they're local. They're an American-made company, and they're owned by a veteran. And I thought that was so cool. I love to support patriots. So if you want to be like me and get all that harsh chemicals out of your home and use a soap that's actually really healthy for you with great natural ingredients, but also is an American-made product that's owned by a veteran or co-owned by a veteran, then you need to check out Heroes Soap Company /Amber May. And then what's really cool about what they do is they give back to the community and they support veterans and first responders. So everyone's winning in this situation. If you use promo code Amber May, you're saving money. You're supporting a company that's American made, patriot owned, that supports other patriots. It's just a win-win for everybody. So Hero Soap Company /Amber May and use promo code Amber May to save some money.